Thank you very much, and thank you all for joining this call. So I apologise for that. It's the backup speaker that was switched off. Everyone at BHP Billiton has been deeply affected by the terrible incident at the Samarco iron ore operation in Minas Gerais in Brazil. It seems quite a while now, but it was just over a week ago. And we remain filled with sadness and concern for the community there. I travelled to the region last week with Jimmy Wilson, who's, as many of you know, our president of iron ore. And the devastation that we witnessed on the site and around the community was really quite heartbreaking. It was important for us to go there to learn more about the local situation and better understand how BHP Billiton can best help both now and over the longer term. We spent time with the Samarco workforce and the Samarco management team. I spoke to the local mayors, the state governors, and indeed the president of the country. I also had a lot of time also with the first responders who had had to handle the very desperate and difficult rescue conditions. But in all cases, we told them that they could be confident that we will offer Samarco our full response our full support in their response efforts. And this will come in many phases, but now the immediate focus is very much on making what we've got there safe, continuing the rescue operation and getting started with the very early humanitarian support. And we're making good progress in these areas. I mean, with talking particularly with people on the ground, I heard stories of huge courage, heroism, and real commitment to the response effort. The courage and the resilience of the workforce at Samarco and the communities who were so badly affected and the responders in the face of this quite awful event, it quite inspired me. For now, our priority must be the welfare of the workforce and the local community. And I was encouraged, and I remain encouraged because I get reports on a very regular basis by the support I saw Samarco providing. Samarco are continuing to provide food, water, and emergency supplies to the local communities. And they're also continuing to work with the authorities' efforts to supply clean water to communities who are further downstream along the Doce River. More than 600 people lost their homes in this tragic accident, and they've been placed in a hotel or in bed and breakfast accommodation. And Samarco is now consulting with each family to understand whether they would prefer to stay in hotels or move to some rented houses that we've identified. They've evaluated more than 300 potential rental properties, and they'll be validated by the community before they move. But the first families are starting to transfer to this accommodation, and in fact that began not long after we left. I'm also pleased to say that the children from the Bento Rodrigues and the Paracuta townships returned to school today, with classes taking place in Mariana. And Samarco have made sure that they have the same teacher and classmates as before the accident in order to help with this quite painful adjustment. In BHP Billiton, we recognise that we have the responsibility to support Samarco and the local authorities in the response effort, and I assure you that I am absolutely determined that we will fully play our part in that response. BHP Billiton has a growing team of our own experts on the ground, including geotechnical people, disaster relief and humanitarian response experts, senior health and safety executives, environmental scientists, and a number of other support staff, both drawn from our own complement and also hired externally. And they're going to be working with Samarco, the community's local authorities, and a similar team from Valley to determine what additional resources we can provide to the local authorities and to support Samarco's response effort over the longer term. You would now know that both as a result of a press conference myself and Mariro Ferreira gave last week, that we in Valley have pledged to support Samarco in creating an emergency fund for rebuilding works to help affected families and communities, and potentially also for environmental remediation. And we're working with the authorities to ensure that this is established and is operational as soon as practicable. Minimising the environmental impact of this incident is also a priority, and an environmental recovery plan is being developed with our assistance by Samarco and, of course, with the support of some of our external experts. Samarco is continuing to monitor the impacted tailings facilities, including the Germano Dam, and in conjunction, again, with further independent experts, is developing a plan to reinforce the dam structures that no longer have the support of the contents of the dam that failed, and to stabilise the area. Samarco's mining operations at Germano were immediately stopped following the incident, and Samarco's operating licence has subsequently been suspended. The operations will remain suspended as authorities commence investigations and rectification work plans are developed. Samarco employees, I should say, have been put on paid leave. Some are, of course, continuing to work with the rescue and recovery options. And options are being considered by Samarco for managing the workforce longer term. As the operator, it will be Samarco that will continue to update you more regularly on the situation and support efforts. But we'll also provide you further updates as more information becomes available. However, in this context, I'm sure you'll understand that we do not yet have the answers to all the questions that you, and indeed we, might ask. But I do want to re-emphasise that we're deeply sorry to everyone who has and will suffer from this terrible tragedy. But do let me be clear. We are 100% committed to doing everything we can do to support Samarco as it works to rebuild the communities and restore the environment in a way that I think would be acceptable to reasonable men and women.